Legacy by Dieter Helm. The one sentence summary. What is unsustainable will not be sustained, so we need to live within sustainable means, pay for capital maintenance, pay for pollution, and not pass on debt to the next generation. What the book says. The author sets out to define what a new sustainable economy should look like. The message is a tough one. We are way off course and cannot escape the consequences. The current generation needs to pay for capital maintenance, pay for what it pollutes, and save to invest instead of borrowing all the time. The macroeconomics of a society's balance sheet can be viewed in the same way as a bank account. The current account is the cost of current spending plus capital maintenance, funded by tax or other revenue. Meanwhile, the capital account contains existing assets and some new ones that need to be maintained and protected without generating new debt. This approach would protect our core assets in perpetuity and create resilience instead of constantly being in hock. Three critical components are 1. Citizens, not consumers. Growth and sensible levels of consumption are still acceptable so long as they don't outstrip savings or deplete assets. 2. Uncertainty built in to all forecasting along with resilience. And 3. Concentrate on assets, not flows. Make sure stocks are not depleted and remain fit for purpose, rather than concentrating on keeping money moving. Discounting the future means prioritising the present over the future. This expedience merely pushes the problem off into the future. There are four types of core capital asset classes that matter for the sustainable economy. 1. Natural capital. This is what nature gives us for free and comes in two types, renewable and non-renewable. 2. Physical capital. Networks, infrastructure systems, houses and anything built. 3. Human capital. Intelligence, ideas and knowledge. And 4. Social capital. The hardest to define being intangible. This is anything that binds society together, such as religions, national identities, and shared cultural histories. A sustainable economy requires a radical departure from conventional economics. It is not based on utility, but citizens. It is not based on GDP and flows, but assets and capabilities. It is not based on impartiality, but rather it is parsimonious in the assumptions it makes about the future. It is not based on all future people, just the next generation. We need constitutional principles for the sustainable state, including that each generation must look after the assets it inherits and bequeath them to the next in at least as good condition, that the polluter pays, and that a margin for resilience is built in above the mean expected outcomes to provide resilience to shocks.